Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mainly clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 86. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 68. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. With the 2024 general election fast approaching on November 5th, many Americans will look to vote early to avoid Election Day lines and potential confusion. If you are not registered, the Kansas voter registration deadline is October 15th. Early voting in Kansas begins October 16th and it ends on November 4th. A 26-day trial concluded yesterday with convictions for six members of a former cult accused of orchestrating a forced labor conspiracy that involved minors. A jury in federal court in Kansas convicted 50-year-old Kaba Majid, 39-year-old Eunice Rasul, 62-year-old James Staten, 49-year-old Randolph Hadley, 43-year-old Daniel Jenkins, and 60-year-old Dana Peach of conspiracy to commit forced labor. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Make this a September to remember at the Rusty at Ford Customer Appreciation Sale. Choose from over 400 new Ford vehicles and get $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Double that to $4,000 off any new Ford if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. We have memorable savings of 0% APR for 36 months. Or the 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months. Or 2023 Ford Escape Plug-in Hybrid 0% APR for 60 months. That's $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot and double that to $4,000 off if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. Repeat customers get $4,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today. Escape 1667 per thousand finance. Mach-E 1389 per thousand finance. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Does not include 2025 models.
Police in Lawrence say profane writing and a racial slur on a bar receipt apparently led to a large bar fight that spilled out into the street. The incident happened late Saturday night at Leroy's Tavern. The Lawrence Police Department post says that officers were told the bartender who received the receipt asked the man to be removed from the bar. As the security employee pushed the man out of the bar, the man turned around and punched him, and several others joined in. People were fighting in the street when officers arrived. Three men were taken into custody. Three people were taken to an area hospital after a cow versus car crash involving two drivers in Lyon County. Around 10:30 p.m. last night, a 45-year-old man was driving east on U.S. 56 highway with another driver behind him. The other driver was a 39-year-old woman from Council Grove. The 45-year-old crashed into a cow that was standing in the road. The 39-year-old woman then rear-ended that vehicle. I'm Stephanie Austin.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. One of the largest purchases of ag land across the state of Nebraska came from an out-of-state corporation where they say it's a unique farm where they don't use any synthetic fertilizer or pesticides on the farm, but yet grow all their crops with natural diets of animal manure. According to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, they say that the 9,000 acres of farmland right near Holstein, Nebraska, a small town outside of Hastings, went for the price tag of $41 million, becoming the second largest buyer of Nebraska's increasingly expensive farmland, with that money being spent between 2018 and 2022. They say that Belltown's total Nebraska farmland portfolio now stands at a total of 19,000 acres around the state, totaling roughly two-thirds of their total farmland the company operates around the entire nation. Other states that the company of Belltown operates in includes Illinois, Michigan, Texas, and New York, saying unlike other big farm company investor companies that they own and operate their farms directly.
Make this a September to remember at the Rusty at Ford Customer Appreciation Sale. Choose from over 400 new Ford vehicles and get $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Double that to $4,000 off any new Ford if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. We have memorable savings of 0% APR for 36 months. Or the 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months. Or 2023 Ford Escape Plug-in Hybrid 0% APR for 60 months. That's $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot and double that to $4,000 off if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. Repeat customers get $4,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today. Escape 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Does not include 2025 models.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week with the county sheriff to consider options for renovation of the jail. The board would like to see costs come in at or below $5 million. Extension of a grant submission toward the project was also discussed, and commissioners went into executive session with the sheriff to discuss possible land acquisition. No action was taken as a result of this session. In other business, a $10,000 contribution was approved to the Marshall County Partnership for Growth as a one-time donation to the loan program out of the 2025 budget. Aubrey Schaefer was appointed to the Pawnee Mental Health Board. The health department will host their annual drive-through clinic at the Lakeview Sports Complex in Marysville October 2nd. Clinics are also scheduled at other locations in the county. National Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, October 26th. 10 to 2, the health department plans to be open that day for vaccinations. And the health department will be offering a vote and vax day November 5th at all polling locations. Washington and Nemaha County commissioners meeting last week were mostly routine business. A Gage County site near Beatrice is among 16 in the state under consideration for a potential nuclear power plant. A next generation feasibility study is underway through the Nebraska Public Power District. Kansas Department of Transportation announces approved bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects, including a bridge replacement in Nemaha County on K-63 over Turkey Creek, 7.5 miles north of the U.S. 36 K-63 West Junction. The $5.7 million project went to Wildcat Construction of Wichita. Another Nemaha County project will include 23.5 miles of sealing on K-63, south and north of U.S. 36 to the state line, and K-71 beginning at the junction east of the city limits of Bern. That went to Vance Brothers of Kansas City for $1.1 million. And a bridge replacement in Pottawatomie County, 2 miles north and a mile east of Havensville, over Vermilion Creek, went to Ebert Construction of Wamego for $670,000. Blue Rapids' annual Community Match Day Monday generated nearly $83,000 with 411 gifts toward 24 organizations and nonprofit funds. Mail-ins may increase the final total, which easily surpassed a $70,000 mark to qualify for Patterson Family Foundation match funding. Topping the leaderboard was the Blue Rapids Historical Society with nearly $12,000, while the Blue Rapids Action Team received well over $10,000. Blue Rapids Library and St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church each received over $9,000 and the Prospect Hill Cemetery $5,000. The museum was also tops in number of gifts with 49, Prospect Hill 42, and the library 39. The complete totals are listed online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.org. Among the recipients, the Blue Rapids Action Team has been hosting activities, events, and improvements in the Blue Rapids community. Lonnie Johnson is among organizers.
And it means a lot to us, the whole team. It's not me, it's the whole team. We love people coming to Blue Rapids and seeing what we have and going through the museum and stuff when all this stuff happens. Blue Rapids would like to have something once a month if we could, but just depends on how many volunteers we get.
Law enforcement was stepped up Monday at Wamego USD 320 as an online threat of violence was intercepted on a group chat Friday. Investigation showed a firearm photo with no written threat and was later determined not to be an issue. Emily J. Larson, age 23, of Bremen, passed away September 11. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Emily Larson. Dennis L. Kane of Marysville passed away Friday. Private family service will be held at a later date with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Dennis Kane.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still feeling very summer-like, not only here for this afternoon, but right through the end of your work week as well, with daily highs well into the 80s, even approaching some lower 90s for highs on your Thursday. And we'll have some on-and-off shower and storm chances as well, as a series of weak upper-level disturbances work up from the south and west. Any one day, though, not expecting a complete washout by any means. For this afternoon, a very slight chance for an isolated shower or storm ending early on. Otherwise, we'll see gradually increasing sunshine across the region, with afternoon high temperatures reaching the mid-80s and our winds out of the south at 10 to 15. For late tonight, a chance for some more scattered showers and storms working in from the west, lows in the upper 60s. And for Wednesday, much the same, that chance for showers and storms, especially through midday, mid-80s. Thursday, expecting highs in the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-September 81, record high on this date 102, the average low 57, the record low 35. Sunset this evening 7:33, sunrise in the morning at 7:11.
Old Time Lore says the weather on Ember Days are predictive of the coming months. We will revisit the legend today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 17th, the 261st day of the year. Actor Kyle Chandler has a birthday, and one of the most popular TV shows of the 70s, MASH, debuted on this night in 1972. September's Ember Days begin tomorrow, a series of holy days in the Roman Catholic tradition that fall quarterly on a Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Over the centuries, though, weather lore has found that they can also foretell the weather for the upcoming months. Want to put it to the test? Tomorrow's weather, says the legend, will be indicative of the month of October. Conditions on Friday will foretell November's condition, and Saturday will supposedly reflect the weather in December. We'll have to revisit the theory in January and compare notes. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
This week commemorates the signing of the Constitution of the United States of America. Our Constitution, with 4,440 words, is the oldest and shortest written constitution of any government in the world. Founding Father John Adams called it the greatest single effort of national deliberation the world has ever seen.
and George Washington described it as little short of a miracle. Learn more about why they felt this way by studying the Constitution. This announcement provided by the Arthur Barrett Chapter, National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the nail-biting victory of the Kansas City Chiefs by 1 point over the Cincinnati Bengals at home at Arrowhead Stadium with a 26-25 victory, Coach Andy Reid said that he's walking away from the game learning a lot of mistakes that the team made and what they can improve on going into week number three.
So what do we learn from this? Turnovers, they kill you. They very seldom give you an opportunity to win the game. So if you come out with a win with three turnovers, that's a plus, but we got to take care of business there. And then penalties, when you're all of these things on the plus side of the field, those end up being points, whether it's a field goal or whether it's a touchdown, those are points. So we've got to make sure we take care of business with that and improve. And we had some young guys that end up with some of these penalties, and they'll learn from it.
Kansas City now gets set for their Sunday night football debut on Sunday coming up this week against the Atlanta Falcons on the road with kickoff at 7:20.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. The September 10th sale at Midwest Kia is here, and you won't want to miss it. For a limited time, drive away in a brand new 2024 Kia Forte LXS for just $199 a month. That's right, only $199. Need something with a little more space? Check out the full-size 2025 Kia K5 LXS, now available for just $299 a month. That's right, incredible payment options on both the Forte and the K5, but only during our September 10th sale. Or save up to $13,000 off MSRP on the EV9. With five different SUV models to choose from, there's something for everyone. Hurry in to the Big Tent Sale at Midwest Kia or online at MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end September 30th. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees.
The Kansas State Wildcats go into week number four of college football this year, moving higher up onto the Associated Press's top 25 college football poll, sitting at number 13 in the latest AP poll that came out on Sunday. After their last big strong win against Arizona on Friday with a 31-7 victory, they now go into week number four back with an evening game on Saturday night at 9:30 as they are on the road taking on BYU. Other teams in the big AP top 25 poll show that Texas has now replaced as the number one spot for the first time in 16 years, replacing Georgia as they move up from that number two slot and receive 35 first place votes. For the Georgia Bulldogs, who have been number one since the preseason poll, slip down a spot, followed by Ohio State. The Jayhawks, on the other hand, after losing the last two games, have dropped off the top 25 poll as they're on the road this weekend with an 11 a.m. kickoff against the West Virginia Mountaineers. With the latest AP poll, the Oklahoma Sooners also came in at number 15 as they're set for their game against number six Tennessee on Saturday at 6:30. Oklahoma State sitting at number 14.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated takes this time to honor all professional truck drivers for their hard work and commitment in tackling one of the economy's most demanding and important jobs. Thank you and drive safely. From the staff at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, almost 50 years of service.
Add a little oriental flair to the indoors with Ming Aurelias. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These elegant tropical plants prefer a bright, warm location indoors. Keep the soil evenly moist, not wet, when the plants are actively growing. Cut back on watering in winter. Place with other plants or on a gravel tray to increase the humidity around the aralia. Feed actively growing plants with a dilute solution of any houseplant fertilizer. And don't worry if the plants begin shedding leaves. As new leaves form, the plant often sheds its lower leaves, revealing the gnarly bark. This also happens when the indoor growing conditions change and the days grow shorter and light is less intense in fall and winter. But do make sure you are watering properly and the plants are not subject to drafts of hot or cold air. Move to a better location and adjust watering if needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We may think of big earthquakes in the U.S. being an event that normally occurs on the West Coast. In 1959, it was this area in the Rocky Mountains that experienced one of the biggest quakes in the country's history. You can still see the impact on the landscape here. The story is next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It was almost midnight on August 17, 1959. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake hit the area of Yellowstone National Park, the epicenter just west of the park's boundary.
It was a tragedy. 28 people lost their lives in it. I mean, it totally changed the landscape.
As Brandy Burns explains, at least 28 people lost their lives as landslides and rushing water swept some away. The massive movement of the earth created a new lake here.
You just have to go to the site there, Quake Lake, and see it. There were a lot of effects in the park, landslides and rock slides. Some of the geysers changed their patterns.
Quake Lake formed when the Madison River was blocked after the event. Inside the park, new geysers suddenly came to life. The Old Faithful Inn was damaged and evacuated. In West Yellowstone, the quake put an end to a form of travel.
Even our buildings here that are in the railroad complex were affected by that. And after the earthquake, Union Pacific did close down these buildings.
Passenger service was already waning, but the quake put an end to visitors riding the rails to the park. While we may think of earthquakes as something mostly felt on the West Coast, quakes can be a part of life here.
It really had a great effect, and we still often have earthquakes here. None of that size yet, again, but earthquakes are definitely a real possibility here.
Today, visitors probably don't realize they are seeing a landscape that was in part transformed by the quake in 1959. But a trip to Quake Lake and the surrounding area and a look at some of the interpretive signs will show just how big of an impact this seismic event had on the area. Traveling the countryside near Earthquake Lake, Montana, I'm Andrew McCray.
A wood stove is an efficient way to heat your home as long as it's well maintained. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Make sure you inspect your stove before you fire it up for the season as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Stove is great in the winter for supplemental heat or for the cozy atmosphere it provides. But now is the time to make sure it's working properly so your investment doesn't go up in smoke. Larry Brockman is the residential wood smoke team leader for the EPA. He says for safety reasons, a wood stove and chimney should be inspected by a certified professional every year. Chimney sweeps use a camera that allows them to spot any problems in the chimney that you might not see. In the meantime, it's important to be sure the air intake vents are clean and not blocked by ash.
If you have too much ash in your firebox, you're essentially plugging those air vents. That could result in really poor combustion inside the firebox, and it just doesn't burn the firewood very well. This results, of course, in more smoke, which is bad for health, and more creosote buildup in your chimney. And then this results in less heat for your home also.
That said, it's a good idea to keep about an inch of ash in the firebox. Brockman says this will help keep your coals hotter for a longer period of time when you're trying to restart or reload the wood stove. Another thing you can do yourself is to open the stove door and check the gasket.
It looks a lot like a rope-like material that seals the door, and if it's deteriorated or if it's coming off the door, then that's a good indication that it needs to be repaired. The importance of that is that if the gaskets don't seal properly, you can allow smoke to come back into your house, or you get too much air into the wood stove, and that can cause your firewood to burn up too fast.
Many wood stoves are lined on the inside with fire bricks. Brockman recommends taking a peek at them and replacing any bricks that are cracked or deteriorated. Find more tips for wood stove maintenance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Ben Franklin once wrote, "He that goes a-borrowing, goes a-sorrowing." Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. The Bible says a lot about borrowing, too, and nothing good. Scripture doesn't call debt a sin, but it always discourages it. Our friend Ron Blue says debt isn't the real problem. It's only a symptom of problems like greed, impatience, and lack of faith. The financial danger of debt is obvious. Proverbs 22:7 says, "You become a slave to the lender." But there's spiritual danger too. Borrowing presumes on the future, that God will provide the resources to repay the loan. Proverbs 27:1 says, "Don't boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what a day may bring." One thing is certain. It's easier to stay out of debt than to get out. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Beatrice Health and Rehab thanks all those rehabilitation professionals who dedicated themselves to improving the quality of life of clients through individualized rehab plans. From Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate quality care.
Today, another story of an on-farm hazard survivor on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When Jerry Nelson's manure pit pump jammed on his Volga, South Dakota dairy farm, he thought he'd climb down and free the jam quickly. As he did so, he started to feel dizzy.
I began to immediately climb out of the pit, and I was just about to the top. I could see the sky and I could hear the old tractor idling when everything just sort of faded to black.
Fortunately for Jerry, his father found him soon after and called 911. Nelson was rushed to a hospital in nearby Brookings and later airlifted to Sioux Falls.
When I got there, they discovered I had a collapsed lung, and they said I had the lung capacity of perhaps an infant at that time.
Hydrogen sulfide gas had damaged his lungs. Nelson spent 5 weeks in the hospital, much of it in intensive care. That was back in 1988.
Every day I wake up is a bonus. Every day is an extra day, that, you know, because I was basically told I had almost no chance to live. If I can get someone out there to just think twice before they do this thing, just a second's hesitation might be all it takes to save you from something like I've suffered.
You can find out more about Nelson's story online at tellingthestoryproject.org. And as National Farm Health and Safety Week continues, another survival story tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. United States agriculture has waited a long time for a new five-year farm bill, and there's a possibility it may take at least one more year. Jordan Duck, Senior Director of National Affairs at the Nebraska Farm Bureau, says another extension would be unfortunate for farmers and ranchers.
Most likely, it appears that we are going to be headed to another extension, and it's certainly unfortunate as you look at where commodity prices are at and where input prices continue to be. An update to those programs that farmers rely upon is important.
Politics has the farm bill process bogged down. But there may be at least some movement after early November.
The larger political forces have kept this farm bill from moving forward. And so, again, we're probably going to be talking about an extension. We may see some movement once the election happens. We may see something happen on the House side. But ultimately, I think we're going to be talking extension. And then we're kicking this into next year. And hopefully, we will see some positive movement by then.
A delay in the farm bill delays help that's urgently needed.
You know, an extension means a delay in the reforms that the House was able to put in place. Reforms that farmers and ranchers and ag organizations across the country have asked for, a delay in all of those. And there's a lot of agreement, really, on both sides of the aisle on a majority of the bill. It just comes down to those big sticking points. And obviously, the nutrition title and some reforms that one side of the aisle would like to make to that versus the other is probably the larger sticking point. But ultimately, it's a delay. It's a delay in getting the reference prices increased. It's a delay in some of the reforms needed on the conservation title to make sure mandates and climate mandates aren't a part of that. It's a delay in the doubling of trade promotion programs.
Again, from the Nebraska Farm Bureau is Senior Director of National Affairs with the NFB, Jordan Ducks. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Tuesday, right here and only here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. The September 10th sale at Midwest Kia is here, and you won't want to miss it. For a limited time, drive away in a brand new 2024 Kia Forte LXS for just $199 a month. That's right, only $199. Need something with a little more space? Check out the full-size 2025 Kia K5 LXS, now available for just $299 a month. That's right, incredible payment options on both the Forte and the K5, but only during our September 10th sale. Or save up to $13,000 off MSRP on the EV9. With five different SUV models to choose from, there's something for everyone. Hurry in to the Big 10th sale at Midwest Kia or online at MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end September 30th. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees.
There will be a land auction in Nemahaw County Saturday, September 21st, for the Quinton and Arlene Engelken family. 145 acres, including a home place with residence and livestock outbuildings, located 4 miles east and 4 south of Seneca at O and 128th Roads. Property to be sold in 3 tracts. Tract 1 is an 80-acre, more or less, 56 acres tillable. More could be added with conservation work. Tract 2 is 62 acres, more or less, 18 acres tillable. More could be added with the balancing creek, waterways, and timber. Great cover areas for wildlife. This is a hunter's paradise. Tract 3 is the home place, just over 3 acres with a modern residence, well-maintained, some updated windows, a newer roof, central air and heat, with several nice outbuildings for livestock, farm machinery, or hay storage. Beautiful setting with many shade trees and a great view of wildlife and timber located on a Nemahaw County road. For inspection or details, contact Mike Kuckelman or Dale Wilhelm with Seneca Realty and Auction. This property to be sold in 3 tracts, Saturday, September 21st. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Seneca. For details, go online to SenecaRealty.net.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all of the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
You want to rent land and someone has just what you're looking for. But where do you start? Bone up on your resume on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
The competition for rental acreage is increasing. Established farmers want access to more land so they can expand their operation. Or maybe someone just beginning their farming career needs rental land to get their business started. In both cases, even though you'll pay rent, you're basically asking someone to hire you to farm their valuable ground. Ask yourself, why should this person hire me? Melissa O'Rourke is an Extension Farm and Agribusiness Management Specialist at Iowa State University. She says walking up to someone's door and just saying you'd like to farm their land may not be the best way to convince them. Instead, hand this person your resume. This one-page summary should answer the questions that a landowner would want to know.
A little bit about who you are, your family background, your history in agriculture, business, farming, things like that. How about education? You have a bachelor's degree in agriculture, but it also could be, let's go back to high school or the technical or community college. What have you done in ag-related work or other kinds of business decision-making?
Just like with any job application, who could vouch for you? Be sure to include references.
And it might be something as early as doing chores for a neighbor, some other kinds of work that showed that you were able to work independently, make good decisions, that you worked honestly, that people could trust you. And you pick two or three of who the top references are that you would have and include them as a contact.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for writing a farm resume at agriculture.com.
Stom Farms is holding a 200-head fall calving dispersal comprised of 35 First Calf Angus and Baldy heifers, 30 Red Angus cows, and Black Angus Baldy running age cows and pairs, including over 40 years of T7 genetics. These front row pasture-type cows have good dispositions. Cows are in the process of calving now and will be auctioned at Marysville Livestock Auction Thursday, September 19th at 4 p.m. For information, call Brody at 785-406-0055. Sale Thursday, September 19th, 4 p.m. at Marysville Livestock.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen recommends producers formalize their partnerships to avoid legal consequences created by unforeseen events that impact their relationships. He shares why informal partnerships may cause legal issues.
Farmers and ranchers often do business informally on a number of things, and that includes business relationships. It might be with a tenant, it might be you hire someone to work with you, it might be a family member that's working with you. Well, it's that informality in many instances, these relationships to writing, so we don't really know from a legal standpoint what type of relationship it is. If something happens, say a liability event, and it's determined that you're in a partnership, well, then you've got numerous legal issues, and you may also have tax issues, too.
Mick Owen explains how deaths within informal partnerships can disrupt the transition of assets between spouses, siblings, and generations within a family business.
Partners are jointly and severally liable for the debts of the partnership that arise out of partnership business. And a partnership has a special way that it files its taxes. It does it on a Form 1065, and then you have distributions that may be attributable to the individual partners. You might have guaranteed payments or salary, those types of things. And the assets that are deemed to be partnership assets could pass differently upon the death of someone that's deemed to be a partner. For example, if I'm in farming or ranching operations, say, with a sibling of mine, and I die and are deemed to have been in a partnership, then where does my partnership interest go? Well, it may end up, if we're just jointly owning everything, it may end up in my sibling's hands. And so now my sibling is dealing with perhaps my spouse, because my spouse may get my interest, my sibling might get my interest. There's a lot of uncertainty with respect to that.
He discusses the importance of appropriately written lease agreements in partnerships.
If I've got a tenant, often I don't want to be in a partnership with my tenant, whether it's a crop lease, a livestock lease, even an oil and gas lease. But often in the oil and gas situations or in mineral situations, we do have the agreement in writing because we're dealing with a company in that situation. So most of the time, what I'm talking about here would be crop or livestock situations. And we want to have a written lease that clearly specifies that in no situations is this lease to be construed as a partnership. So we just want to put things in writing to clearly specify what our intent is with respect to relationships that we get into.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen on the implications of informal partnerships in agriculture. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, it's still a very decent day in the livestock. We'll start with the cattle. October live cattle of 165 to 178.87. December of 160 at 179.95. Triple-digit jump for the feeders as well. September feeder cattle up 207 at 243.37. October at $241 per hundredweight. That's $2 higher. Higher in the hogs today as well. October lean hogs now up 152 to 81.45. December's up 132 at 73.50. Well, looking at the grains and oil seeds, the wheat market has been back and forth today. Chicago is lower, but spring in Kansas City wheat just ticked back higher. December Kansas City wheat's up 0.75 cents at 581 1/4. March up 1 1/4 at 594 3/4 cents. Oats still having a troublesome day. December oats down 13 1/2 at 349 3/4. Into the row crops now, we see corn still slightly higher. December corn up a penny at 411 3/4. March up 1 cent at 430 1/4 cents. Into the soybeans now, we are seeing some volatile two-sided trade, just back slightly down. November soybeans down 0.75 cents at 1003 3/4. January's down a penny at 1022 3/4 cents. The meal is down 310 at 317. However, soy oil is up 67 at 40.42. Cotton, though, is a bit weaker. December cotton down 93 at 71.89. If we look down Wall Street now, as we pass through midday, we see the Dow down 63 at 41,558. S&P just ticked lower, currently down 7 at 5,625, but the NASDAQ still up 3 at 17,597. Energy markets are generally higher. We see crude oil at 169 at 71.78. Unleaded gas is at $2 a gallon. That's 3 cents higher. Heating oil up 4 at 214. And natural gas, though, is down 2 at 234. And lastly, we see the dollar index with a nice 20-point jump. December up to 100.640.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for 20 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates.
Check out the new Chevy Silverado truck at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a 25 model 3500 HD, a 24 model 2500 HD, and a 2400 model Chevy Silverado 1500 and a Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive. They're all new and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Ahead of an anticipated interest rate cut from the Fed, the Dow Jones this morning had climbed another 160 points into record territory. The S&P and NASDAQ also were ahead by about 0.5%. Stung by claims that overuse of social media is affecting the mental and physical health of kids, Instagram is implementing new teen account settings. Millions of young users' accounts will go private and be restricted in the kinds of content that can be viewed on the app. Home Depot has now agreed to pay $2 million to settle allegations that it was overcharging some customers. Several DAs in California said locations there were charging more at the register than the price on the shelf. And Target is looking for more help for the holidays. More than a month before Halloween, the retailer announced it'll need about 100,000 additional seasonal workers, about the same as last year. Some companies are scaling back their holiday hiring. Jim Ryan, ABC News.